And we're going back to supporters of the bill, Angela Iannicelli from Mohegan.
Hello. Thank you for being here today.
Do you have written testimony you'd like distributed also?
I do. Sorry.
Okay. And while that's being distributed, I just want to mention to folks, I should have said it earlier, but there are a number of members on this committee who have other committees that they serve on as well. Unfortunately, those committees are voting at present, so that's why they couldn't be here. But when you do have written testimony, it's very helpful so that they can read it and get caught up on what they missed. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you. Again, thank you all for your attention today. My name is Angela Iannicelli. You heard my mother speak a little bit earlier. I came to Monhegan Island as an infant in 1971. I spent every summer there until 2004 when I moved there full-time. I've raised two children out on the island who went through 8 years of their elementary education on Monhegan. In one of Maine's one-room schoolhouses still in existence, there are currently about six left. One of my children, ironically, is studying electrical engineering with a focus in renewable energy. They both learned a lot from their education on Monhegan. Believe it or not, I held a commercial lobster license for only 5 years on Monhegan. I have been involved with the local government, and I'm currently on the school board. I try to stay involved as much as possible with the community. Monhegan is my only home. And I'm going to add something right here that's not in my testimony. I never had a chance to vote on this issue of wind turbines before the idea of money and benefits were passed around on the island. 350 acres of Monhegan Island are some of the last wild places left on the mid-coast of Maine. The Monhegan Associates, founded in 1954 by Ted Edison, was formed to preserve most of Monhegan Island from development. Ted Edison wrote, "The biggest threat of interference could come from over-exploitation of Monhegan by island outsiders." And one prime reason for bringing the Associates into being was to prevent over-exploitation. As a trustee myself of the Monhegan Associates, I often wonder if Ted, with his amazing vision of preservation of the highest eastern seaside cliffs in the U.S., would ever have thought that someday there would possibly be wind turbines as tall as skyscrapers in the ocean next to Monhegan. The original vice president of the Monhegan Associates, who is still alive today, said that Ted would have fought this possibility if he was still alive. I agree, and I must fight for what I believe Ted Edison would have wanted. I believe that keeping parts of our earth truly wild is important to our existence. I have seen devastation caused in rural communities when benefits are offered in return for their land and water. Before I moved to Monhegan full-time, I lived in Alaska for almost 10 years. I saw the damage to small remote communities when money and services were given in place of independent innovation and creativity. Thank you for your consideration, and please help us keep Monhegan wild.
Thank you for summing up, and I assure you we will read the rest of your testimony.
Thanks.
Are there questions? Seeing none, we will move on to Chris O'Neill.